She is the grande dame of mail order catalogs. She publishes 8 different titles, ships more than 5 million packages a year, and brings in $280 million annually. She's got 15 shops in the U.S. and a quality control center in Italy. And 45 million Americans know her by name. She is Lillian Vernon, and her company sells more plates, dolls, ribbons, frames, rugs, and household tchotchkes than you can shake a stick at. Her customers include everyone from homemakers and business people to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Hillary Clinton. What makes her so popular? Lillian Vernon is celebrating 50 years of managing the mail order business that started on her kitchen table in New York and now covers 62 acres in Virginia. She's in Washington and joins us in our studios. Welcome, Lillian Vernon.
Hello, how are you?
This is a great story. This is one of those sort of quintessentially American stories. Here you are, a housewife back in 1951. You're sitting at the kitchen table. You decide to market a product and take an ad out in a magazine. And boom, it all starts from there. Tell me about that day.
Well, it was really the beginning of my type of mail order company. There were the big ones, the Sears and the Montgomery Wards, and there was nothing else. I started in 52. A lot of the veterans just got out of the 51, out of the Army, also started kitchen table businesses. I was the only woman, and I am very intuitive about merchandise. I still am, and now that I've been what I'm doing 50 years, I'm going to move up to take on basically the real full responsibility for creating new catalogs, new looks, new ideas. And that's a full-time job.
Well, back in 1951, you had wedding money, gift money, $2,000, mm-hmm. and you decided to use that to sink into this new business. You mm-hmm. took out an ad in 17 magazine that cost, that was quite a, $495, which was quite a chunk of change in 1951 mm-hmm. for one ad. Mm-hmm. And what did you sell with that one ad?
I sold a personalized bag and a personalized matching belt.
How much did that purse sell for that you sold?
$298, and the matching bag was $1.98.
And what was the, why personalize it? Why put initials on there?
It was different. I thought kids would love it. I was very fortunate. My father made the bags and belts for me. I went down and riveted on the initials. I was pregnant with my oldest son, who is now going to be 50.
So, Lillian Vernon, you have called your book, which came out in 1996, An Eye for Winners, mm-hmm. and you say you have this intuitive sense of what will sell. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? How do you have an eye for winners?
You know, when I see something or think of something, I know what to do with it. I think I related to a dancer. They know how to dance. They train and train and train, and I think you do that merchandising. But they have an intuitive feeling, the right step, the right movement, the right appearance. And that translates, for me, into product. And I've always said, you know, nobody can act like Elizabeth Taylor. And probably nobody can buy the kind of things that I buy and sell in my catalog.
Well, tell me about these things, because my understanding is that you go all over the world to find the products that are in your catalog. Mm-hmm. And they run the gamut of household items, garden items, mm-hmm. wrapping paper, cards. You even do the Rue de France catalog, which has all those pretty Provençal curtains mm-hmm. and bed linens and mm-hmm. dishes and such. How do you find things that you think will sell to people that they'll like?
Well, you go to trade fairs, you read magazines. I'm an avid magazine reader. I look at Vogue. And frankly, I look at it not only to see the contents of Vogue. What idea am I going to find? Is this something that's new that people like, that they think of a new way to set their table, maybe unique ways of folding their napkins? I once wrote a napkin folding book. So, you know, that's us, and that's my company. And it's hard to find people that understand what my vision is, and I've been fortunate to find some.
Why? What is your vision?
Practical, beautiful, affordable. I don't talk down on my customers, in good taste. And this is really the first time that I've ever told people, I've been in business 50 years, I've never sold a toy gun in my Lily's Kids catalog, in any of my catalogs. I don't want to make my living that way.
Now, are there things, is price a huge consideration, not huge, yeah. but is it a big consideration because you won't go over a certain price, let's
no,
say?
No, I don't do it that way. I buy value. And this year, you know, for some reason, I had instinctively a feeling that the economy was weakening because there was lots of talk about it. They said we are not in a recession. But I didn't get the sense that people were buying as much or things as expensive. So I daringly dropped my price points enormously. I went maybe 20% less on retails. And that's a very daring move. I moved much of my manufacturing into factories so that I didn't have any middlemen, at least maintain my margin. And I feel it helped my company enormously because so many of my competitors are really struggling because people don't want to buy. I mean, all those ads by all these famous discounters are just hitting home. They're doing well, and no one else is. So price has become a critical part of buying. The fact that we are in a deflationary economy right now plays into that.
You obviously had a drive, and you had an idea, and you knew you could do this kind of business, or you figured it out pretty quickly. But if you hadn't taken that ad out in 17 Magazine in 1951, and if you hadn't had this idea for personalizing things and building this kind of business, what do you think you'd be doing now?
I'd probably have 6 children, because to my regret, I did not have more than 2. I could not have more than 2. And had I not done that, I would have probably become one of those ladies that does the do-good ladies that we need so desperately. And we give no credit to.
It seems that, Lillian Vernon, you are someone who, for whom truly life is the world is your oyster.
I think so. And it's just really another quality that you really have to realize, unless you put something in there, you aren't going to get anything back. I mean, part of life is, if you do exciting things, are exciting, you will draw people to you.
Lillian Vernon is the founder and chief executive officer of Lillian Vernon Corporation, a catalog and online company now celebrating its 50th year of business. Thank you, Lillian Vernon.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays. And shop. Please shop, especially online.